Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. We're live on the air and online right now, so if there's an issue you'd like to discuss or a Bible question we can answer for you, we invite your call now. The number, 844-322-2742. The lines are wide open right now, and again, that toll-free number, 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, everybody. Now here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. Today is the last day for our CD offer, Pierce the Darkness.
Yes.
A wonderful roundtable discussion that the three of us had about some of the current events, how we as believers should look at those current events, how the grace of God, the gospel of Jesus Christ, actually provides the framework to think through those things with a real biblical perspective. And we want to put that in your hands. It's available for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel today. Today is the last
through
day.
Through midnight, yeah.
That's exactly right, through midnight. But we want you to have that. I think it will be an encouragement to you, refreshing to hear the type of talk we had about those particular issues. We didn't, you know, sweep anything under a carpet. We dealt with some things, but we provided, I think, a real solid, grace-filled framework to think through those issues. So we want to put that into your hands. Tomorrow we will start a new theme for the month of September. We're going to be looking at the eight key truths that every Christian needs to know. And I think it will be a lot of fun as we deal with some of the basics, what those basics are. And when we talk about basics, we're not talking about simple things as far as elementary. We're talking about the things that are of first importance to God. These are the eight things that are important to God. If they're important to Him, they ought to be important to us, don't you think? So we're going to be talking about that. But as we leave this month, I wanted to end with Matthew chapter 9, verses 36 through 38. And Jesus has just started His ministry, and He's going about the various cities, the towns, the villages. He's healing people. He's teaching. There's this great buzz, you know, that has been created by the ministry of Jesus Christ. And He was at this place, and He said this: when He saw the crowds, He had compassion on them because they were confused and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then He said to His disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into His harvest field." I think when we look out at the world today, we look at people in general. What Jesus said about the masses back in His day applies today. They are confused and helpless. It's just amazing the struggles that people go through. And they don't know where to turn. They don't know who to turn to. Jesus Christ stands as the great shepherd of their souls. He's the one that can lead them down the path, that will provide every need that they have. And so the crowds of His day needed Jesus. The crowds of our day need Jesus. And His prayer is this: the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. How many people recognize the confusion and the helplessness that is in this world today? Most of us are on that other side of the equation saying, "That's me. That's me. I'm confused. I'm helpless. I don't know which way to turn." Well, there needs to be some people who know that Jesus is the great shepherd, the overseer of the souls, who can point those that are helpless and confused to Him. Why? Because He's going to provide the help that they need, and He's going to provide the clarity that they need as far as their confusion is concerned. So we do have a message that needs to be heard in this world today. That message is the message about Christ. He's the one that will pierce the darkness. He's the one that will bring light into this world. Are you willing to join Him? Are you willing to get aboard his train and take this message of Christ to the world? That's what he was saying. Let's send more workers out into the harvest field. Why? Because the harvest is ripe.
Yeah.
They are people that need to know Jesus now.
Absolutely.
Let's take advantage of this great opportunity to deliver him.
It's Basic Gospel, everybody. We'd love for you to be a part of this edition. You can do so by picking up that phone right now. Give us a call at 844-322-2742. That's good in the U.S. and in Canada. Toll free again, 844-322-2742. Give us a call.
Well, thanks. We're going to go to O'Fallon, Missouri, and talk to Brad. Hi, Brad.
How y'all doing? I'm so grateful that you all bring the Word of God, and you make it relevant for today. And was listening to a message from a gentleman over the weekend about the framers of the Constitution wrote it with this one thought in mind, that the only way that this would work is with a connection to God and a moral conscience from God. And I think that ties in so much to what's going on today. And then after you comment on that, I've got one great testimony for you.
Okay. Well, as far as the Constitution, I think the framers thought about freedom in three different ways. They thought first about how do we win our freedom. And that was the Revolutionary War, and that's when the Declaration of Independence came about. And then there was the idea of how do we shape our freedom, and that's the Constitution. But then there's the idea of how do we sustain our freedom. And in their minds, I think the Constitution was never enough. We needed a moral compass. We needed virtue within the land. We needed people who looked beyond just the letter of the law to the spirit of the law to help sustain the freedom that had been fought for and won, that had been shaped by the Constitution and some of the other documents. We needed folks with a moral compass, with a sense of virtue, to carry that on in a very real way. You know, when you look at that, you know, you think that's an incredible thought and a well-conceived three-part plan as far as freedom is concerned. As far as the moral compass is concerned, we have to have something beyond us to make that a reality. And what's beyond us is God himself as revealed to us in the person of Jesus Christ. Real, true, genuine virtue is going to come through faith in him so that we can basically self-govern. When you look at the fruit of the Spirit, that ninefold fruit of the Spirit, the last one is self-control. Mm-hmm. And only God's work in our lives through the Spirit can bring about self-control in our lives, which is so imperative and important as far as, you know, any unit of people are concerned, whether it's a family, whether it's a church, whether it's a community, a town, a state, a nation, a world. We have to draw upon the supernatural. We have to draw upon God himself in order for freedom to truly be sustained in any of those units.
Absolutely. Very good, very good commentary there. The testimony that I want to share with you and the audience is I've been praying for St. Louis to have an opening somewhere for the message of Basic Gospel Ministries. And a young lady who's a social worker that comes and sees me, I was able to share with her I've been sharing with her for about a month, but last week I was able to give her many resources from Basic Gospel, you know, New Covenant Journey, The Forgiveness, Gateway to Grace, a book from Ian Thomas. And I gave her multiple copies for her and her husband. Well, she got excited with what I was telling her, and she said, would you mind if my dad would call you, our father-in-law? And I said, well, sure. Well, anyway, she gave him those books, and he read every one of them. And he called me last night. And he is in the United Pentecostal Church, UPC. He says, you don't know how long I've been praying to communicate or get in connection with someone who isn't in this church, because I have so many questions, and I know if I ask them in the church these questions, I know what the answer will be. So he's been looking for some answers. I shared with him a brief history of the ministry and what we talk about and preach every single day. Talked to him about new creation. I talked to him about just all sorts of things. And this man, if I could have seen him through the phone, he was bouncing off his walls. So anyway, I gave him my name, address, the directions to my house. He said, I will be coming to see you. He's 76 years old, and this man is really excited with what Basic Gospel represents.
Well, Brad, that's a great story, and thanks for sharing it with us today. And, you know, that's how the word is spread, just one person to the next person. And we just need folks. I mean, I think what the Lord is saying is you know God. You know, as children of God, you know what God is like. Take that knowledge to people who don't know what God is like. Show them Jesus. Point them to Jesus. Point them to a faith relationship with Jesus. And that's exactly how we started the program. The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. God has equipped us with the greatest message in the world. It's time for us just to stand up and take that message out there. And Brad, thanks for doing that. We certainly appreciate it. God bless you, my friend.
Yes, indeed. Plenty of open lines, plenty of time on the clock. We want to hear from you on this edition of Basic Gospel. Bob Christopher, Richard Pfeiffer. My name is Bob Davis. We're glad you're with us today. You guys, a question from Larry, who writes to us from Lodi, California. He would like us to clarify Luke 9:23. He says, I think Jesus is talking about denying our own self-righteousness and relying on his salvation. Is our daily cross the consequences of our own sin life? Also, Luke 9:24. Is he again telling us that it is his salvation and not ours?
Well, it's you know, a passage, a verse that has a lot of different interpretations. Not all of them are correct. There's a lot of different opinion that is floating around out there as to what that means. Some folks are saying, hey, we need to take up our cross daily. And they, you know, describe what that is. I really think this is a salvation passage, that we need to come to Jesus with empty hands. There are so many people that try to negotiate with Jesus, and they're comfortable in a certain way of life, and they want Jesus to bless that way of life. So they come to the table with their hands full and said, this is who we are. This is what we are. This is what we like to do. We just need your blessing so that we can go forth. That's not how it works. Jesus was crucified. He was dead and buried. We go through that same process, basically. We die in Christ, and then we're raised again to walk in the newness of life. Well, it's a new life. It's totally different from that old way of life. It's totally, because that old way of life was nothing but death, sin and death. So God is saying, let go of that, die in Christ, and come alive in him. That's what I think this passage is talking about. Richard, do you have any thoughts on it?
Yeah, I agree with that. The daily part of it is what normally throws people off. And you know, all you have to do is pay attention to what kind of a person you are to know that this constant walk with Jesus is a day-by-day thing. It's a moment-by-moment thing. So we don't have to get all nervous about, well, you know, do I need to be saved again today? No, but boy, there is a constant need, at least for me, to remind myself of what Jesus has done for me and to talk myself out of things that I think I'm doing for him. And if we keep that context in place, then we realize that the beauty of that once for all salvation that we receive, and then the daily walk by faith.
Yeah. And it's one of those things where I think we have to come to the point and realize, you know, am I holding on to things that I think have value, which really have no value at all. And in light of who Jesus is, in a light of the life that we have in him, what does everything else in life look like? How does it compare? And I think we have to come to that point like Paul and say it's all rubbish. It's all garbage. I have given up all of those things simply for the sake of knowing Jesus. Why? Because that's life.
Yes.
That's real life. Life that can enable me to be the person God created me to be. It's in knowing Jesus and knowing him alone. So anything that you try to bring is not going to compare to him.
Yep.
Let it go. Let it go. And that's a process. There's a lot of things that we hold on to that we don't really realize that we're holding on to until something happens in life. And you thought, oh, my, I am holding on to that. And I thought that was really valuable, and I need to let that go. So it's a constant putting off the old and putting on the new, which we have in Christ Jesus.
Yes, indeed. Well, again, welcome to Basic Gospel, everybody. The calls are coming in, so I guess let's keep it rolling.
Well, let's go out to Idaho and talk with Linford. Hi, Linford.
Yes, hi. I love your guys' program, but I have a problem. We moved from the west side of the state to the east side. I'm taking an intern pastorship there, but I can't find you over there, and it's near Pocatello, Idaho, on the east side of the state, and I don't know where I can find the information.
You can find us. We're probably not going to be on a radio station in that area, but you can find us at basicgospel.net. And I encourage you, Linford, to go and sign up for our, if you have email, to sign up on our email list. And if you do, we will send you the program daily to your email inbox. And all you have to do is click the link within the email, and you can listen at your convenience, wherever you are, whenever you want to listen. So that's one way that you can stay connected, and certainly encourage other listeners out there to do the same. Go to basicgospel.net and sign up to be a part of our subscription email list.
Okay, great. I will do that. Now, one more. I've got a question here. Today was the last day on that offer. My wife isn't here now, but if we email some finances in now, would we still be considered getting that gift you had for today?
Linford, I will just, after our conversation is over, we'll put you on hold and we'll get all your information and we'll send that to you.
Okay. Now, I have one quick question. Somebody's approached me at times about in the Jesus says, lead us, or in the, the prayer, lead me not into temptation. We say over and over again, Bennett and James, I think it is, where he says, God never leads us into temptation. God never leads us to sin. Could you make a quick comment on that?
Linford, I think that is a brilliant question, and it's one that I have scratched my head over a number of times. Why would Jesus be telling us to pray, lead us not into temptation? We do see Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to suffer temptation at the hands of Satan. So it's interesting how this prayer really comes, really on the coattails of that event. Linford, I know in this world we're going to encounter temptation. It's going to be one of those things that we have to deal with almost on a daily basis. And those temptations come at us in the form, in all sorts of forms, don't they? All sorts of sizes and shapes. I like to think of Satan almost like a fisherman. He knows there's fish out there. He's not sure what bait they're going to be biting on any given day, so he just keeps throwing out different bait, hoping that he's going to catch something. And I think that's what the way the world is. We're constantly being entertained by those types of temptations. So the idea of leading me not into temptation, I think, kind of falls in line with that. The fact that we live in this world and it's filled with with temptations, and we're going to have to deal with them.
Okay. Okay. Well, that helps, and I appreciate it. And I'll hang on so I can find out more information on how to get some finances to you and then how to get hold of you over there in Eastern Oregon, Idaho. Yeah.
Okay. Well, Linford, so glad you called today, and thanks for your great question. Thanks for just the interaction.
Yeah, we wish you the best in your new
position.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, I've been a pastor for quite a few years and retired, and this church needed help, and so we're trying to help them out. So I would like to get your program over there to them because I love your teaching.
Well, Linford, thank you so much, and we're going to put you on hold. We'll get your information, and we'll send you that CD, and we might even throw in some other stuff for you.
Yeah, we just might do that.
I appreciate that.
Anything
all right,
to
thank
help.
You.
Hey, thanks, Linford.
Well, as Bob recommended to Linford, you too can go online to basicgospel.net and join that email list, and you'll have access to the daily broadcast right from that email. Just click subscribe in the upper left corner of any page on our website. That's at basicgospel.net. Another good way to stay connected to the ministry is to download our app from the Apple App Store. It offers multiple options, and it works with iPhone, iPad, iPod Touch, and the Android devices. So we hope you'll download that too. It's ready now, and it's free in the App Store. Guys, a question from Janie in Lexington, Kentucky. Question is, we're taught that when we die, our souls go to heaven, but our earthly bodies stay in the grave or are cremated or destroyed in some manner. But the earthly body of Jesus did not stay in the grave. The tomb was empty. I've always wondered about the discrepancy between what happens to our bodies and what happened to his.
Well, the good news is we're going to get new bodies.
We're not
going to be without a body. And 1 Corinthians 15 is really the chapter on the resurrection body. What is that going to look like? And Paul answered that. He said, this body that we have now is mortal, but it is going to put on immortality. This body is perishable, but it's going to become imperishable. So we see that we're going to get a new body. How that is all going to work, I don't really know. But I do know this, that God is powerful enough to bring about a whole new body, one that has overcome death. And see, that's the story of the gospel, isn't it? Jesus's body overcame death. We're going to have bodies that have overcome death as well. That's our hope. So I think that's one of the great pieces of the gospel message that oftentimes we overlook.
I love that phrase in 1 Corinthians 15 where Paul says, we won't all sleep, that is, die, but every one of us will be changed.
Will be changed. So there's going to be a number of people that are alive when Jesus comes.
And they're going to be resurrected.
They're going to be resurrected. Those bodies are going to be changed in the twinkling of an eye. Most fascinating thing we could ever think about.
Can't
so
wait.
We are going to get new bodies. We're going to have a new tent. Basically, and it's going to be wonderful, and it's going to be a body like Jesus's body, the one that he was raised in. And that's the hope of the gospel that we have, and that's why it's so important to understand that and to get this message out to as many people as possible.
Absolutely.
And to inject hope into their lives.
Yes. You know, the issues of everyday personal, family, community, and societal life stack one on top of another, and we often grapple with them, and try to decide what our appropriate response should be. Well, that's the reason that we'd like you to have a copy of this CD that we call Pierce the Darkness. Bob, Richard, and I produced it to help you clarify your responses to the various issues that are prevalent right now. And again, the CD is called Pierce the Darkness. And when you make a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel through midnight tonight, you'll get a free copy. We'll get one on its way to you. All you need to do is click donate on any page at basicgospel.net. Again, that's basicgospel.net. Or you can speak with our operator at 844-412-2742. Again, 844-412-2742. Hear the truth. Help us continue to get the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ, his love, his mercy, his grace, available in troubling times. Help make sure the message stays on the air by contributing to Basic Gospel and helping us keep this message going. And for Bob and Richard and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis, wishing you good day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.